How's it going, Sha?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was talking with Aiden.
Okay.
When it comes to podcasting, I'm pretty upfront with two things. One, I try to be honest, but I hope people acknowledge that, like, we're talking in the moment. So, like, if I say something off,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I am owning the fact that I might be wrong. It's an impromptu thought.
Right.
You send me the right thought, I'm willing to, like, be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm not all ego with all that stuff.
Right.
I make mistakes all the time. In adhering to that, I believe in sharing anything I say with anyone I say it about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I even though most people don't listen in my life to my pod.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sure, and that's I that's fine. By the mm-hmm. same token, I would never say anything on the pod that I would never say that I wouldn't say to their face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm heading downstairs to record today. And Aiden, this is his day that he gets home early. So on occasion, like, I actually see him right before I come down to record. Today was one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down to record with Shalewa. He's like, okay, what you guys don't talk about? I was like, I don't know yet. The articles are there. But last week, we actually talked about you. Like, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, I told him, I tell him about the fact that he made a gangster decision about his birthday party.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? And then I told him that some of the listeners messaged me. And they were actually impressed with how you came to that decision. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, they found it kind of gangster. And like, that they were impressed with your ability to make a grown-up, mature decision at your age very succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what was the decision about? They was like, it was about not inviting your friends over for your birthday. He's like, but they're not long-term friends. And I was like, exactly. Ain't stuff like that at your age. She's like, all right. I mean, it doesn't seem like a complicated thought. Like, they're fine to hang out with, but I'm gonna outgrow them. I was like, okay. You see how, like, that's weird for 13-year-olds to say that out loud, right? He's like, I don't think so at all. I was like, okay. We're gonna have to talk about how to, like, apply this strategically, because, like, you have linebacker tendencies in your brain. Like, you, like, up here, the way you're talking, I want you on a team so bad, little man.
Linebacker tendencies.
You're trying to take people out the game, and I love it. I just don't know the game you're playing. I don't know what you're, like, I don't know what the field is, but right. Wherever you are, you're winning. You know what I mean? I want you on my team. I also don't want you ever against me. I'm scared of you a little bit.
Right.
You know? He was like, okay, interesting. And he just literally, he didn't, like, laugh. He didn't, like, he just went right back down to coding. You know? He just put his head down and just started, like, opened up some application with, like, Python. And like, I don't know what you're typing, though, man. Like, real, that shit is, Fuck it, he's writing up manifestos or some shit in there. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, bro. And like, Gabby was in the room, so I looked at her, I was like, you hear this, right? Like, I'm not bugging. That was a wild way to handle this convo, right? He's like, yeah, that's what he does. And I'm like, all right, cool.
So then, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, he is resolute. He stands in his truth and he is resolute, and that's that.
Yeah. Right?
So then is the thinking that we discuss with him ways to deal with someone bringing something that's not his school of thought, that's not within his school of thought?
Yeah, like, cause I'm trying to, like, there's moments where, like, I want to make sure that as he gets older, he's okay socializing with people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I have to assume, like, this kid's at school that's like, yo, this dude's wild. You know what I mean? Like, so I want him to know, like, hey, like, your approach, completely valid. You're allowed mm-hmm. to have it. But, like, there's going to be social settings where, like, maybe it shouldn't be front and center, you know, and you're going to have to, like, manage the very genuine feeling of you knowing me and you aren't going to click with, we still got to click for right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I want to like, I want to give him a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. But like, he doesn't connect with, like, for example, in related to this, like, you know, where I'm a stand-up, I'm trying to create content on occasion. So mm-hmm. I was trying to shoot a sketch that like required family. So I asked each of them, hey, do you want to take part in this? You're allowed to say no. I don't mm-hmm. want you to feel obligated. Right. And he said no. And my daughter said yes. And I said, cool. And I was like, I explained what it was. I was like, hey, I'm doing a sketch. You guys are playing yourselves, my kids, and I want you to, the same way you would react in this moment, do that. But I need a hyper version of that because it's a short sketch. So I need the feeling to be very clear.
Right.
And his reaction was, so you want me to be fake? And I was like, no.
Right. Right.
But he can't process that, like, it's not genuine, so it's not real. And I'm like, nah, like, it's more so like heightened.
Right. Yes.
And he's like, nah. He's like, it's either real or not.
Okay.
And like, that's his personality type with almost everything. It's very, there's no gray.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
like, that's part of why I'm talking with him about it. Cause I'm like, yo, like, I'm cool with like, you not rocking with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, on occasion you got coworkers. You know,
right,
like,
right.
It's going to be other people that you got to vibe with. And, like, maybe they shouldn't know that, like, you know, you've written them off.
Okay, sure.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, just have, right. like, a little bit of that should be hitting. And I'm not saying you're not doing that, but you got to see how little you're doing it here. So, so I just want to know, like, hey, when you in school, like, do these people know that, like,
right.
You on another journey and like you've made it clear to them. Like, I don't know what's happening, bro. But yeah, like, and this is what like you've told me a few times when it comes to like shitty people, I've been direct about handling it mm-hmm. because of my imposing figure. You know, I get it.
Oh,
I got
sure.
advantages.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm realizing he has that. He might not realize it.
Mm.
But, like, when I go pick, like, I've looked at him in school. He's, like, the second or third tallest kid in his class.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He can't, I don't believe he can fight. But you wouldn't know that with how he walks.
Okay.
You know, like, he definitely, like, has a level of confidence mm-hmm. and aloofness at the same time of, like, nothing can happen to me.
Right.
That, like, while an adult could see it, I could see a 13-year-old being like, man, this dude must feel on top of the world, you know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, these are all, like, concerns that are, like, going through my head when I hear these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, I, gotcha. That's all. You know, I'm just trying to make sure, hey, yo, little man, like, I don't want you getting clocked one day.
Right,
you know?
Yes, because no one sees your
yeah.
binary view.
Exactly. I'm like,
yes.
you're not doing anything wrong, but, like,
right.
you have to present that, like, in a palatable way to some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if he's doing it or not, you know?
Right,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess he does have to kind of open up to the idea of gray areas.
Yeah.
Before he has to experience some sort of gray area. And you would think by now he might have, but he probably, it hasn't registered because he's learning things and he's like, oh, well, this is the opposite of that. Those must be the things.
Yeah.
But he has to have of his own, Nate, that something that really affects him that
right.
you couldn't control or your family couldn't control it happening or anything, something that really affects him where he's like, oh, I'm actually kind of torn
yeah.
on this. And that is, I guess, when he'll learn it. But right now at 13 is when you're the most obnoxious of just like, well, if it's not this, it's that.
Yo, he is all that.
Yeah.
Straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
to the
absolutely.
Max.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I told him the situation. He supported me saying it because he believed it. He's like, yeah. Like, those are all facts. Like, he didn't, like, say, he didn't find it, like, charming or funny. He was just like, okay, so you gave a report on what I agreed on. That's fine.
Like, great. Fantastic.
He's like, keep going. Do what you do, Dad. You know, I don't know why people find that interesting, but sure. And then he just went back down to doing what he does. Oh, my goodness, y'all. They don't tell you that. You're real talk. I did not think this would be the thing that frustrated me.
Right.
As a parent, like going into it. Like, but yo, this,
oh my gosh, I just had a flash as to what you must have been like at 13, and that is why you're getting this guff right now. That is absolutely why.
Yeah, I think so, Sha. You're right. I know. Yeah, like, I know for a fact, like, I used to think growing up, yo, my dad got a temper. And, like, nah, it's just, that dude worked, like, 14 hours that day, and then he came home and talked to me.
Right, like, and you're saying some old stupid American boy bullshit. What's wrong with this kid?
He's like, what? He's like, yo, I've been dealing with people in my bodega.
Right.
Coming home to your nonsense, be that I pay for you to think now like this?
Nah, right, exactly.
Real talk, man. Good luck. But, you know, in turn, I trust the gods that one day they're going to give my son a gas store to deal with, you know, and it'll balance out.
I mean, a kid
that only thinks in the gray or something, you know?
Oh, right. Oh, good Lord. That, or just, you know, that he learns about gray areas and how to maneuver through them and all that stuff. And then he just gets his own hard-headed child.
Oh, yeah, yo.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen. So I wish him lots of grace when he discovers that things aren't as cut and dry as he thinks.
Real talk.
Yeah, when he is on the other hat, on the other side of that.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope he takes that well, cuz that, you know, cuz that's a new set of emotions that I feel like he might not have tapped into yet.
Mhm. No, they growing up right before me, Sha.
I know, it's wild, isn't it? The nerve of children that just grow in front of you. Ugh. And you can't do nothing about it.
Real talk. not even for their sake, for mine. I'm trying to learn how to parent it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I need more time. I don't know the answers.
Yep.
Go figure. And troops, correspondents, please send me answers all the time. Yo, real talk. I'll take all of them. Yo, y'all think anybody that's DM'd me or the War Report knows that, like, you say some shit that cause, I'll respond so genuinely. So, I forgot who it was. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to give you proper credit. Somebody sent in an article, like, in the last month that, like, we didn't get to it, but, like, they preemptively said, by the way, this is how you pronounce these words. And I was like, yo, thank you so much, B.
That's so sweet.
Real talk, because, like, I'm trying, for real. But I get stumped, like, usually once a week with something, you know? So they was like, yo, like, these are struggle words for all of us. Thank you. Real talk. Like, somebody went through that and learned it, and I was like,
That
made my day. I was like, yo, this is beautiful. Real talk.
Oh,
we got some dope people out here, yo.
Yes. Thank all of you for listening. Man, you do not have to click on us.
Amen. Amen. So, I appreciate y'all.
I'm glad you do.
Let's get into the news. Yeah.
All
right. A 9-year-old rams a police car while driving to school.
Huh?
That's right. North Carolina 9-year-old trying to drive himself to school smashed into a CHP car and led officers on a chase. Yo, that's what's up, yo.
Good for him.
Look at this. A scene straight out of a movie, said the Carolina Highway Patrol's unit. The CHP said one of its patrol officers encountered the boy behind the wheel of a gray Volkswagen sedan, stopped oddly in the middle of an intersection at Grand Avenue and 4th. That's about 65 miles north of California. Pardon me, I'm bugging out. Sacramento, North Carolina. Okay, now. California Highway Patrol found a car 65 miles north of Sacramento. The Volkswagen was first spotted. CHP did not know that the driver was so young. When instructed to move, the vehicle unexpectedly sped off, following directions, it sounds like, leading to a short and erratic chase that ended in a dirt parking lot just east of Plumas Avenue and elementary school. So he got to school, okay.
Right.
In the parking lot, the boy put the car in reverse, slamming into the CHP vehicle. At this point, CHP said it learned the driver was 9 years old, who had taken his mother's car with the intention of driving himself to school. CHP officer Terry Dunn told the news one of those situations that no one really believed it turned out to be a 9-year-old child sticking his head out saying, I'm trying to get to school. Oh, yeah, get out the way.
Leave me alone. Don't you see me driving?
There were no injuries reported. Solid driving. The CHP vehicle and the mother's car had minor damage. This child was sent to school. Hell yeah, he was trying to get there. The incident underscores the critical need for all drivers to be licensed, educated, and aware of the risk of the road. It also serves as a wake-up call to secure our vehicles and educate our children on the dangers of unauthorized driving.
And also, let this be a wake-up call to our parents who are taking too long that your kids are trying to learn.
Real talk.
And you are fucking up by oversleeping or looking at your phone instead of getting them to where they need to go. They are the ones getting docked with late, you know, demerits or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they're the ones getting the shit because they come in late again because you don't want to get them to. So, because imagine this kid is 9.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get to school.
Mm-hmm.
What's going wrong in the house?
Yo.
That he's like, fuck, where are her keys?
I do everything myself, yo.
I can't do this no more. Where are her keys? This bitch taking too long. I got reports due. I got, you
real
know what
talk,
I mean?
Yo. Missy Chari said I can't be late, okay?
Yeah.
I gotta get to class.
Today is pizza day. She fucking around. I can't. Where are her keys?
Won't be me.
Right.
Real talk, yo. Yo, every single report card from this kid need to be straight A's, though. Because this is the standard I'm going to hold him to. I'm like, yo, you got a B in science, but you could drive? Real talk? Yo. Oh, you learned how to drive, okay? But you don't know your ABC. Come on, my man.
But he's trying to learn, but his mama won't get him there on time. So he's like, I mean, this, you know, he's doing what he can.
Real talk, yo. Low key, this kid ready for union work.
I think real so. Talk. He might be. Maybe we should just go on and give him his GED.
Real talk. Put this dude behind a tractor or something, yeah, yo. My man driving. He good.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Honestly, that's a joke, everybody, because I know that all kinds of legislation is passing to make kids work. So
yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
Don't do that.
I mean, I don't want the kid on a forklift before it's time. But trust me, he's going to be ready.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
my man
be
been
ready.
Going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When'd you get OSHA certified? Like, fifth grade?
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
That's what he wants for his birthday. To be OSHA certified.
I did my hours. You know, I was interning, you know? I know how to solder, you know?
Oh, wow. No, for real, though. Let's keep an eye on this kid.
In other news, Florida transplants. Fleeing in droves over relentless heat and damaging hurricanes. That's right. In an article that I made sure to send my wife, the grass is apparently not greener in Florida. Thousands of Florida transplants have moved to the Sunshine State during the pandemic, are now packing up to move elsewhere, complaining of the relentless heat, damaging hurricanes, and dangerous wildlife. While more than 700,000 people were drawn by the promise of sunny weather, no income tax, and lower costs, moved to Florida, including 90,000 people from New York State. That's right. But nearly 500,000 people have given up on Florida and left since 2022. That's right. One of them, New Yorker Luis Rotkowitz, who lasted 2 years in the state, said, like every good New Yorker, this is where you want to go. It's a complete fallacy, she said, from the phone.
Goddamn.
From the phone in a new home in Charlotte. He said that he and his wife bought a home in West Palm Beach area where they decided to pursue a more relaxing, affordable lifestyle. He landed a job as an emergency care doctor and his wife became a teacher, but they soon realized they had made a mistake. I had a good salary, but we were barely making ends meet. We had zero quality of life. The doctor said the commute was a nightmare. The cost of the homeowners association fees doubled. and he felt unsafe after the state passed a law allowing people to carry guns without a license. Everyone's walking around with guns there, he said. I consider myself a conservative guy, but if you want to carry a gun, you should get a license. There should be some sort of process. I agree with you, sir. Mm-hmm. Jody Cummins, who moved to Palm Beach area from Connecticut in 2021, shared a similar story. It wasn't the utopia on any level that I thought it would be. I thought Florida would be an easier lifestyle. I thought the pace would be a little bit quieter. I thought it would be warmer. I didn't expect it to be 100 degrees at night. It was incredibly difficult to make friends, and it was expensive, very expensive. She said, adding that she thought she'd make more money as a private chef due to the lack of income tax. Homeowners insurance rates in Florida spiked 42% last year to an average of $6,000 a year. Car insurance is more than 50% higher than the national average. Florida is also among the most expensive states to buy a home, with prices up 60% since 2020 to an average of $388,500 a year, according to Zillow.
Wow.
Yo.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you if you didn't do any sort of research about the weather. I know there was a pandemic going on and fucking, you know, everybody felt like they had to flee. And I guess you guys just heard no income tax and was like, that's where I need to be. Mm-hmm. But also, you both kind of moved to the same area, like the Palm Beach, West Palm Beach area, which is kind of moneyed.
Yeah.
You know, like there's money over there, but like, that means that you're competing with a lot of money.
Word.
And if you had a lot of money from where you were, and now you come into Florida, like, that's money over there in that area. That's like moving to Dallas and thinking, well, you know, I could probably be all right. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you can't. That's Earl money. All that oil money in Dallas. Like, that's serious money. Like, don't get it twisted. You're not the only one thinking you could move to Florida because there's no income tax. You know who else is doing it? People with googobs of money.
Yeah.
And they're going to fuck it up for you every time. Also, you did no research on the weather at all?
It's the same.
Like, where do you think all the big hurricanes started? Where they wiped out big old, yeah, it's Florida. Whoa. It's always hit. It's always hit.
Oh, man.
I don't feel for you, really.
At all. Yeah, I think this is on you, my G. Like, real talk. I'm blown away by how many people also confuse no state income tax with low cost of living.
Right.
You know, those just because you're not paying state income tax don't mean they ain't going to get you in another way. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, exactly.
I've never, real talk, yo. I've never seen a list where if you go by cost of living, that Florida is on it. Not one time in terms of like top 10.
Yeah.
It's consistently like gone from the list. HOA fees, like people point out, car insurances, car gas, car maintenance.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You drive it everywhere over
yeah.
there.
And you know what I mean? It's not like a little place. So when you're driving, you're like, oh, we're going to go to another city. You are driving. Florida is a long state.
Straight up. Dude.
So it's a lot of driving. So there's that. And you're in the place where there are funds and where there are amenities and all that kind of stuff. But go to the other parts of Florida that don't have all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of wild. And on top of that, you were in there during the peak DeSantis days.
Yeah.
So it was going through its own shit. Like, you know, this was not the time.
Yeah,
this
you wilding out, my
time.
Dude.
Yeah, no, you. That is, yeah, that's rough. You have to like really be, you got to really be set, I guess. Mm-hmm. You have to really be set, but oh,
self-inflicted wound, baby. I mean, that's all on you.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What's the state you would look at moving? Let me, I'm gonna give you a list here of, we got 13 cheapest states to live in 2023. This was released in February of 2024.
Okay.
Number one, Kansas. Mm. Yo, real talk, I was looking at this list. I was like, I don't know if I like any of these states.
Okay. All right, what else we got?
Now, we gonna get some potentials. Mm-hmm. Kansas, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is Oklahoma. Number three is Mississippi.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Number four, West Virginia.
Ooh.
Number five, Alabama. All right. Number six, Missouri. Mm. Number seven, Arkansas. Mm. Number eight, Michigan. Number nine, Georgia. Mm-hmm. 10, we in Iowa. 11, we in Tennessee.
Okay.
That's, I could do that one. 12, mm-hmm. Indiana. Mm. 13, Illinois.
Mm. Okay.
That's the top 13 on the list for lowest cost of living.
Oof. Well, shit. But what? Where in the state? Where in the state? You know what I mean? I know, like, for me, I'm like, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't, right? So, Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Or Alabama. I know, I got to think of, like, where are they used to Black people? Where are their Black people?
Yeah.
Like, I got to think about that. So, and then how they treat them. So I need that. So that's so probably going to be Georgia yeah. or Alabama. But then Atlanta is tripping. I'm seeing that happen right now. Atlanta is straight tripping. So then straight that up. Leaves me with, if it's Georgia, then that leaves me with Macon? I don't think no. so. Savannah? I think Savannah might be tripping too. Augusta? I mean, I got family there, but I got family here. So, you know, I don't know. So maybe Alabama, if Birmingham isn't tripping. And Birmingham's okay. only a couple hours from Atlanta. So I could make that drive if need be or something. It would be something like that. And then third on my list would probably be, for similar reasons, Mississippi, but Mississippi is falling apart. But I don't know if I could do Tennessee because I feel like there aren't any Black. I mean, I'm sure there are people, Black people in Tennessee, but whoo, I don't know. That racism feels a little bit sharper than it does. You know what I mean?
They've worked on it. They've perfected
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like they really, I don't know. But I can't do like, Illinois would be a thought, but the weather.
Yeah, that's too cold.
Anything like Indiana, Illinois, any of the ones where there are plains, that means there's snow. If there's flatlands, that means there's snow. That means it's cold. That wind is cutting. No, not at all.
Keep all that.
And then was Idaho one of them?
Idaho, let's see. Idaho, I don't believe was on
oh,
it.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Iowa.
No. Iowa. Yeah, no, same thing. I don't know. I don't know how they do their Black people if they do their Black people. So yeah, that's a big thing, really.
No, I'm good on those. So Georgia. Mm-hmm. Just so you see, let's see here. They happen to mention in it that the cost of living is 9.4% below the national average. Atlanta drives it down a lot, where it's still below the average, but not as much. It's only 2.7% lower than average cost of living. Mm. The smaller cities in Georgia is what helped bring it down. Average home price is still expensive. They're $399,000.
Yeah, they tripping.
Yeah, yo.
They tripping. That, if my memory wasn't so long, if I didn't remember what it was like before, then maybe I could roll in and be like, huh, okay, well, maybe, sure. But my memory is long. And so I'm like, no to I'm all good. Of this. Who the hell do you think you are? Get out of here. So I can't. Yeah, that's what would stop me. I'd have to go someplace where I don't know the history and be dumb about it. You know,
yeah, I'm with it. You know what? I'm going to do I'm going to do West Virginia.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Nah. No, babe. No, there's a reason why I didn't pick like some of the. So that's like. Hardcore. I mean, wait, where did the Klan start? Do you remember? Wasn't it like more Midwest than it wasn't West Virginia, but it wasn't like it was someplace where you're like, oh, word? So
they started in Pulaski, Tennessee.
Oh, so no. Like, I think that's the case. No, on that. Yeah.
I'm gonna skip on Tennessee. Yeah, you know what? I was giving Tennessee real thought till I saw that right there, yo.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is, like, Tennessee is, I mean, God bless. I mean, you know, I know and love people from Tennessee, but
I got friends in Nashville, but
yeah, but I mean, again, we're talking the bigger cities, and I still don't know exactly if I could cut it, but I would rather, I'd probably skew more south than I would more Midwest, because I know how the South moves with regards to racism, whereas I don't know how they do it in the Midwest. I don't want to learn how the new different ways of racism. I don't want to learn new regions. Regional racism. No, thank you. I don't want
I don't need your spin on this.
Yeah,
you know,
we cool. I don't. I do not. I do not need that.
I'm all about the arts, but I don't need to see how you express yourself.
Yes.
In your hatred. We good. Mm-hmm. In other news, Snake, that was missing for over a year, gets dropped on the roof by a crow. That's right. Animal rescuers in Britain said a pet snake that had been missing from her home for over a year was found after being dropped onto a rooftop by a crow. Rescuers responded to a home where a resident spotted a 3-foot corn snake in their garden. When we arrived, the snake was the snake had vanished and was then discovered on the roof of a garage. We suspected a crow had given the snake a not-so-helpful leg up. But thankfully, we were able to come to her aid. The RSPCA discovered the snake was a pet named Agnes, who had been missing from her home for over a year. She was found to have a respiratory infection from being outside in the cold, but it's a miracle that she survived after all this time. She has been treated for this and will be finding her new home in due course, as her owner can no longer keep her.
That's a shame.
Yeah, yo, she got back. She was out on the road, yo.
Look, as someone whose roommate had an iguana that ran away.
Oh, no.
But then showed up after, like, ran away the end of summer, and then showed up, like, the following spring.
Yeah.
And, you know, iguanas like it hot, so that's a rough time to be out there in the streets. Yeah. Iguana showed up in front of our house on a power line or in a tree or something in our yard, just to kind of say goodbye, and then went away again. I understand that sometimes these animals, they just gotta break out.
Yeah.
You know, no one understands that more than me, because I love, you know, an animal that's trying to get free. So I get it.
Oh, man. If you would like for Shai's roommate to let his only begotten son, Iguana.
Oh, no. No. Sherman's long gone, I think. This was many years ago. And trust me, that roommate, if she wants another iguana, all she got to do is click her heels 3 times.
So if you would like to applaud the sacrifice of Shai's roommate giving their only begotten iguana to us, all you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. You an Apple, Spotify listener. We appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You don't know what it's like to watch a son go away.
Mm, it was baby. Tough. Yeah.
It was tough. Packed his bags. Going to college.
Also, new she had 2 iguanas and 1 passed away.
Oh, my God. This is sad.
No. Hey, man. Hey, you know what? It's rough out there. It's rough. It's rough.
Yo, the iguana life, yo. You never know what you sign up for.
It's hard. It's very hard.
5 stars. You agree everyone deserves an iguana, okay? We all need one in our lives. It doesn't need to be in our house, but in our lives.
I wonder if people are leaving Florida because there are so many iguanas.
Oh.
I mean, that might get me to leave.
Real talk. Yeah, yo. Real talk. I'm not about iguanas at all. I got it. Yo, my favorite cousin growing up, my cousin G, Gio, he went through like a lizard phase. Now listen, my man.
Everybody goes through a lizard. That's so funny.
I was like, yeah, I don't know what this is about. He would let them out the encasing, whatever that glass thing is. I was like, my G, your room stinks.
Right.
They shedding. Mm-hmm. And he would explain it. He would be like, nah, it's because they shedding. I'm like, why is that excuse for us to all smell this? Like, I get the reason why it stinks. I'm saying that's why it shouldn't be here.
Right, yeah.
You're like, I agree.
I didn't need a reason. I'm just trying to let you know this isn't right.
Yeah, like, I understand how the nature of it works.
Right. You know? But we shouldn't be a party to it.
Real talk. I should read about this. Yeah. Okay? It should not be in your room, bro. I was the only, like, 11-year-old, like, just co-signing his aunt. Like, you know, when Thea told you to get rid of this, I ain't want to tell you nothing. You know, but she right, like low key. I ain't want to get in between you and your mom, but like low, she on the right side of history on this one, bro.
Oh my God.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Monte. Shout out to Sweet to FCDLJ, Cynthia Butler. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the iguana appreciator, but never owner. Yeah, sure, I'm on set.
And so am I. I am the same thing, Shalane with Sharp. That is.
This has been a reptile-friendly episode of The War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.